Geek Radio Daily for Monday, February 16th, 2009. Yes, indeed, it's All the Geek bringing it to you right on time. Good morning. Welcome to Monday. And if things go as planned, week from today, we're going to have the whole Scooby Gang back together again, man. Jinkies. Sorry, I kind of promised I wouldn't do anything stupid today. Hello, good morning. I am Billy Flynn.
I am almost certainly going to do something stupid. It's in my blood. You know it.
That's true. On this date in 1923, the burial chamber of King Tutankhamun's recently unearthed tomb was unsealed in Egypt. This date in 1948, Miranda, the famous moon of Uranus, I'm not saying it the other way. Either way is silly, Uranus, fine, was photographed for the first time. This date in 1968, the nation's first 911 emergency telephone system was inaugurated in Haleysville, Alabama, because they needed it so much more than like New York or Pittsburgh or Chicago. Happy birthdays going out today to Christopher Eccleston, 45 years old today. Yeah, some people know him as Claude, but we know him as the man that brought back the Doctor. Thank you, sir, for doing such a great job. Andy Taylor's 48, guitarist for Duran Duran. Lisa Loring is 51 years old today. She was Wednesday, Friday, Addams on the Addams Family. She was no Christina Ricci, but she was still pretty cute. LeVar Burton's 52. Lieutenant Commander Jordy LaForge, of course, Kunta Kinte, teaching us all about the Reading Rainbow. William Catt, 58. Look at there, the greatest American hero himself. And the one and only true Boba Fett, Jeremy Bullock, is 64 years old today. Happy birthday to everybody. A look at the television pages for the evening. Sorry, I popped my pee there. That's professional radio talk, kids. You don't just get that on any other show. I want you to know that. Tonight on CBS, it's Big Bang Theory, How I Met Your Mother, 2.5 Men, yeah. A new worst week, and CSI Miami. Of that entire lineup, only one thing is new. It's so weird. Thanks. Tonight on ABC, it's The Bachelor, followed by True Beauty, in which contestants show their red carpet savvy. Red carpet savvy? I think I could tell which one's a red carpet and which one's not. I'm just saying. Tonight on NBC, it's Chuck versus the Suburbs. Right now, Chuck, I gotta tell you, the Suburbs are winning. There's more of them than there are of you. Followed by Heroes and Medium, which will probably... I don't think I'll be watching the two Heroes so far, so I'll probably get three there on the good old DVR. Fox Tonight, House, followed by 24. Over on AMC American Movie Classics, they're showing Million Dollar Baby, which you should watch because, as we learned on The Office, Hilary Swank is hot. Have some tissues ready, is all I'm saying, though. Tonight on BET, it's Madea's Family Reunion. Madea, who is now the Ernest of, wow, movies just coming out. She's got one coming out going to jail. Ernest went to jail, and Ernest did it with far more class. Tonight on Country Music Television, it's The One That Got Away. Here is like, here's a blur, but here all the ladies are all women that he dated before, and they broke up. So, one more chance at love with all of them. Discovery Channel destroyed in seconds, 1 hour's worth. Tonight, a drag boat comes apart at 180 miles an hour. Family Channel, Secret Life of an American Teenager. Ricky tries to sabotage the adoption. And on a new Kyle XY, a heartbroken Kyle begins to repay his debt to a Latnock, who sounds like a robot. I have no idea. I've never seen the show, so maybe. FX Channel tonight, date movie, where it all started to go wrong. Yeah. History Channel, stealing Lincoln's body. I don't want to know why. Sci-Fi Channel has a Star Trek Next Generation marathon going on tonight. FMC has The Abyss, followed by The Poseidon Adventure, so underwater tragedy stuff, great. Turner Classic Movies, Butch Casting the Sundance Kid, such a good movie. And look, Paul Newman, Robert Redford in their prime, you gotta go for it. USA's got WWE Monday Night Raw, brothers. But if I'm watching anything, it is the Disney Channel this evening because a girl springs into action when her fans kidnapped her father, who is a famous author. Tonight, Emily Osment and Dadeve Henry star in Dadnapped. Just like the sequel's going to be Dognapped or even Momnapped. Who knows?
Let's check the inbox.
We got one little piece of email here from the good old GRD mailbag, and it comes from Trevor, who says, "Hey, Mr. Flynn. I caught Friday the 13th over the weekend, and I thought that you said on the fine forums over there at geekradiodaily.com that you weren't a big fan of remakes, so what's your take on this?" Well, let me tell you, Trevor. Yeah, remakes, Hollywood dips into that well far too often and screws up a lot of things as they go along. I'm a child of the 80s. Friday the 13th, I love my Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street. Hey, slasher flicks, it's what I grew up with. Starting with Friday the 13th Part 4, I've seen every Friday the 13th movie in a theater. And having seen this new, if you want to call it a remake, but it's not. The new Friday, this is my point here, because I do have one. The Friday the 13th that just was released this weekend is not a remake. Now, a lot of people might consider it a remake. The kids, the crazy kids that haven't seen the originals might consider this a remake. But I can tell you here and now that that is really actually a sequel. Legally, it has to be a sequel for Paramount. And if you leave out the Jason X and... Jason Goes to Hell, this could easily just fit right in there. Because if you look in those cabins, you're going to see Crazy Ralph's bicycle. Crazy Ralph's bicycle's in there. Had a good time. We'll talk all about that because it's Monday. Monday, of course, means we're checking box office results. And we do have your Geekified news all coming up here on this Monday, February 16th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hello there.
My name is...
Han Solo. I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
No.
Lisa called Jar Jar Binks.
No.
Ben Kenobi?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No, Indiana Jim.
The princess?
The princess? She's here? No. Princess,
what's going on?
The intrepid archaeologist.
I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
Well, that's not very nice. Look, would you just let me talk for once?
The ability to speak does not make you intelligent.
Hey!
I am wondering, why are you here?
I'm here to invite you to listen to my podcast, The Adventures of Anna Jim.
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
Look, we talk about sci-fi and fantasy books and movies, creative writing, and what's hot in the world of podcasting and new media.
I knew that you were going to say that.
I also have interviews with authors and even talk a little football every now and then.
Are you slimy, double-crossing, no-good swindler?
Who says you can't be a geek and a sports fan?
Where are you taking this thing?
Oh, right. Podcast.indianajim.net.
Come listen to Wapcaplets at wapcaplets.net, a gaming podcast where you're in and out in 5 minutes.
Geek Radio Daily for Monday, February 16th, 2009. All the geek, and it's coming at you just fine. See, I don't know. I'm still playing around with that. Still experimenting with that to see what's going on there. Yeah, good morning. Welcome to Monday, my friends. Monday, like I said, means we need to check out that box office result. Cha-ching, indeed. It was, if you have any stake in the movie industry, it was a good weekend for you. Counting them down for you. Number 10 was last week's number 6. It's Push. Making $6.9 million. Total gross of $19 million on a budget of $38. So on DVD, it'll probably make this back. Let's see. Number 9, Slumdog Millionaire, which, depending on what the Academy Awards does, might bump back up. But it made $7.1 million last year. Number 8, last week's number 4, The Pink Panther 2, made $9 million. It's only made $22 million in 2 weeks. I think we're done. I think we're done with this, all right? See, here, Trevor, this is an example of a bad remake, okay? Horrible, horrible remake. Number 7, The International opens up at number 7, making $10 million. It's Clive Owen versus a bank, and apparently it's better than the trailer would let you believe it is. Haven't seen it, so I do not know. Number 6, last week's number 5, Paul Blart Mall Cop, made $11.7 million. It's made $110 million, and I saw when I went to the movies this weekend, there's another Mall Cop movie coming out starring Seth Rogen. So, yeah, great minds, I suppose. Number 5, last week's number 3, Coraline, $15.3 million, $35 million over 2 weeks. Number 4, Confessions of a Shopaholic, opens with $15 million. Really? Okay. Number 3, last week's number 2, Taken, making $19 million. It's $77 over 3 weeks. Number 2, last week's number 1, He's Just Not That Into You, making $19 million. It's made $55 million over 2 weeks. This is a good movie. It's a good movie, okay? I do enjoy that. And I like to bring that back up because the number 1 movie in America with the biggest opening of 2009 is Friday the 13th, making $42.2 million on a budget of $19 million. Really? Budget of $19 million. I bet a sequel's coming. I bet you, I don't know, 9 or 10 are coming. Be interesting to see what they call that. So there you go. That's your box office results. And yeah, if you like your slasher flicks from back in the day, I got to tell you, you're going to have fun with it. It should have been in 3D like My Bloody Valentine. That's what I'm talking about. That would have been fantastic.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news. Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Universal Pictures has made a series of deals with Hasbro. We know this. We've had a Transformers movie. We've got a G.I. Joe movie coming. We talked about Monopoly. Allegedly, there's a Ouija board movie coming out, which was better as Witchboard, another slasher flick from the 80s. But can you believe that Steve Odekirk is going to write a big screen adaptation of Stretch Armstrong? This is according to Stretch Armstrong. I hear all of you from about 1976 going, really? Stretch Armstrong was a toy. He was this guy in like some wrestling trunks, and you could grab his arms and legs and stretch them really, really far. And if you left him out in the sun, he would melt. And if you left him out when it was really cold, he would freeze up and you could break him off into chunks. Seriously? There's got to be something else to do. That's got to be one of the worst ideas for a movie ever. I mean, what the hell are you going to have him fight? At bare minimum, he better have a Fetch Armstrong, which was his dog. And I'm not making that up. Kids of the 70s, you know what I'm talking about. Something from the past that should get a chance is Johnny Quest. Apparently, there is a script by Dan Mazou for a live-action adaptation of Johnny Quest. If you can imagine like a kid's version of a super spy show, that's Johnny Quest, for those of you that may not know. That could be really, really interesting. The problem with that is when Speed Racer tanked last year, we were supposed to have already been getting this, but right now they're hoping that fan interest will drive that and let it come on board. Johnny Quest the movie, who'd you get to play Bandit? Would it be CGI or would it be an actual dog? I don't know. That's a question for the masses. So every now and again we have to talk about Uwe Boll. Uwe Boll would like to make a movie called Blackout. What's it about? It doesn't matter. It already sucks because it's from Uwe Boll. But hey, he needs to make some money. So apparently he's having problems getting funding again. Who knows? Who knew? I thought he had that worked out with Germany. Anyway, for about $49, he can be a co-producer on the terrorist disaster tale Blackout that he hopes to raise $18.5 million for. Everyone who signs up and transfers the money are promised a limited edition DVD of the film, plus a chance to win a trip to the set and other prizes. That's going to be open until March 31st, and I would like you to tell me first if you're doing that, because I should hunt you down and ask you what the hell you're doing. But here's the deal. What happens if he doesn't get enough money to make it? He's got to get at least 43% of the desired cash. What's he going to do? If he can't get enough money and has to abandon this project, Uwe Boll will return at least $40 to everyone that sent him $49 because, you know, Uwe Boll, he got to eat too, man. He got to eat too. Hard times. This economic crisis is slapping a bunch of people in the face, and according to financial experts, like there are such a thing, Six Flags might not make it through 2009. Apparently, they've been losing money the last couple of years. They've had to sell some stuff off to maintain their profitability. And this year, if consumers don't get out there and spend, come 2010, we may not have that Superman ride. We may not have the Batwing. We may not have stories in which girls get their feet cut off because of improperly... Okay, well, that didn't help them a bunch either. But, yeah, I'm saying you want your amusement parks? We're going to have to get out there and spend some money, America, okay? Without that, new rides can't prosper. Without you, none of it can happen. Microsoft announced plans to open its own chain of branded stores, you know, because the Apple stores do so well. Let's do the Microsoft stores. Sure. Why not? David Porter, former DreamWorks animation executive, Microsoft named its new vice president of the retail stores. They've been rumored to open stores, and the biggest problem has always been, how are you going to find in a close enough distance, you know, the regular version of your store, the business version of your store, the premium version of your store? It doesn't matter. Apparently, all the windows will be blue screens of death, and I just can't wait to see what that looks like. So, talking cars. We had talking cars back in the 80s. Ding, your lights are on. Did your car just say something? Yeah, it did. Ding, you are out of gas. I actually heard a talking car say that. Well, by 2012, we're supposed to get, like, you know, real talking cars. Cars that talk to each other, that respond to danger much faster than drivers could. A team from the University of South Australia has used dedicated short-range communications technology to develop a system that broadcasts information to other cars using a combination of GPS and Wi-Fi. Cars can actually figure out where there would be a safety issue, for instance, around blind corners, or when a car further ahead stops suddenly, causing cars in front of you to brake. That way you have all of this information. And talking cars, sure. When asked for a statement, an expert in the car industry said,
"Funny, I detect no source of amusement."
And you know, neither do I, my friends, neither do I. Geek Radio Daily. Please go subscribe to us through iTunes and write a review while you're there. That would be fantastic. Make sure you check out GRD's Weekly, the sometimes weekly show, of which, unless something goes wrong, there should be one this here evening. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it. Geek Radio Daily is licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Please go check out the store at cafepress.com and write us an email at Billy Flynn, Vicker, The Bruce, or podcast at geekradiodaily.com.
It's Kenner's new Stretch Monster.
Look out, Stretch Armstrong! Stretch Monster, stop! This will stop Stretch Monster.
No, it won't. He's freeing himself.
We'll meet again, Shorty.
Stretch Monster, new from Kenner. Stretch Armstrong, sold separately.